We are calling effectively the mediators of the ECOWAS to focus on the human rights situation because during the last month of December, we have seen that segments of the population have been attacked either by security forces or by militiamen loyal to Laurent Gbagbo, and these people are without any protection. The only people that could protect them are the peacekeepers of the UNOC, and as you know, the UNOC has been prevented, notably from investigating into allegations of mass graves and other human rights violations. So we are asking effectively the ECOWAS mediators, one, to ensure that the UNOC is able to carry out its mandate of protection and investigation on human rights violations, and secondly, that there is a sign sent to the population telling them that they will be protected against the people who are abducting them, killing them, or arresting them arbitrarily.
Do you think that can be done without a strong military presence?
We have no position on a military intervention, but we think that for the time being, you have some 10,000 peacekeepers in Ivory Coast, and from what we hear from the UNOC is that it is not a problem so much for the time being of a number of people, but of their freedom of movement. Several times they were either attacked or prevented from going to several places to investigate allegations. So the key issue now is to ensure that they can carry out the mandate that was given to them by the Security Council.
Now, you had mentioned some of the alleged human rights abuses taking place in Ivory Coast. Can you go into a little more detail? What are you hearing from Ivory Coast?
We have documented several cases of extrajudicial killings where, notably during a march, unarmed people were killed at point blank by security forces loyal to Laurent Gbagbo. We have documented cases of people being arrested and who have disappeared since then. We don't know where these people are. We have also documented a case where women who were demonstrating in Grand Bassam city, some 40 kilometers east of Abidjan, were severely beaten by security forces. And we have also heard about attacks during the night in some of the neighborhoods accused of harboring people loyal to Alassane Ouattara. So all these patterns are very worrying because normally the security forces are the ones who have to protect the population. In this case, it is the security forces who are targeting these populations, and these populations feel completely defenseless, and they really need to be protected.
How might the ECOWAS countries pressure Laurent Gbagbo to go along with a peaceful solution to this crisis?
Look, for the time being, the ECOWAS was quite strong in its position. I think that the political settlement, that is something that will be settled in one way or another. We are strongly convinced that to get a lasting solution of this crisis, we need to restore the rule of law in a country where for the last 10 years there has been impunity for human rights violations committed by both sides. If there isn't a justice that people can trust in, if the people who are responsible for the serious violations committed in the last 10 years are not being brought to trial, we are very concerned that Côte d'Ivoire won't find a lasting solution for his crisis.